It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And coming up on the 28th of January in Schofield, they're going to have a fishing checkpoint. And, you know, he says they do these, they just, he can't recall when they've done one in Schofield. So we wanted to get everybody prepared for it, know what they're going to be out there looking for, and know when it's coming. So, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about fishing checkpoints and what they are and what purpose they serve. Let's start there.
Yeah, so all across the state, our law enforcement officers have checking points, and sometimes they're for hunts where we check the animals that are harvested, and sometimes we do them for fishing. We're looking to check for fishing licenses, also take limits, seeing how many fish are being pulled out of the water and making sure that they're being harvested legally.
And so this one's coming up. And we talked a little bit before we came on the air. What is the limit when you're fishing up at Schofield? Is it year-round limit, or is it, you know, because it always happens. And we talked about the fact that it seems like in the wintertime, sometimes people think that it's okay to take more than they should.
Yeah, and oftentimes it depends on the water body, and it depends on the species of fish that you're pursuing. So the best thing to do would be to check our fishing guidebook, look at the regulations. And we just had our 2023 guidebook come out this last week. So get on there and make sure that you're following the regulations.
And if I can remember correctly, you can actually download them to your phone, can you not?
You can, yeah.
So it's all right there. You can have that, your license information, everything right there. And that'll let you know what's going on and what fish you can catch, what you can keep, and how many.
That's right.
You can keep. So this one's coming up the end of the month. So let's talk about when it's going to be, the time, and where you guys are going to be at.
Yeah, so we're going to be up by Schofield on January 28th, and we'll be there from 9 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And our officers are going to be stopping all motorized vehicles traveling north on Highway 96 and all those that are coming out of Madsen Bay. So you'll be stopped, and our officers will check you, check your fishing license, look to see what you've taken out of the water, and yeah, hopefully everything will go smoothly.
And sometimes, in going back to the hunting ones, when you do the hunting ones, and I would assume with some of them you can do it with the fishing ones too, are you guys looking for anything in particular, like maybe a disease or something that they could have too? Is that one of the ways that you guys get on top of these things?
Yeah, sometimes we do it with fish. We're looking at population surveys to see how many fish of what species are being taken out of the water. With hunts, you're right. With deer and elk, we'll do CWD sampling. Sometimes we'll do age classification, stuff like that. But it helps our biologists have a general idea of what the population is like.
Kind of giving an idea. And from what you're hearing, how are things going up at Schofield right now as far as fishing is concerned? Still killing it?
Still killing it. People are getting up there. The temperatures got a little bit cold and snowy this last week, and people have really had a good time out there.
All right. So once again, this is coming up January 28th. Up there in Schofield. And just one last time before we get out of here, what kinds of things are you going to be looking at and looking for when you're out doing this, when the officers are out there doing this?
So it'll be a mandatory stopping point for all motorized vehicles, and we'll be looking at fishing licenses, off-road vehicle registration, and we'll be looking at take limits.
So these are very important, especially the take limits, is when it comes to managing what we have and things like that. So make sure that you follow those. You know, they're you know, you may know it as a proclamation. That's what they call them, and that's what I've always called them. But you can get them anywhere. You can get them online. Keep them on your phone and know what you're getting into and what you're taking, and knowing that it's the right limits. So other than Schofield, are we doing okay as far as the rest of the Energy Loop goes, or I would assume with the way the roads have been up the Energy Loop right now?
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of fishing reports on some of those higher water bodies. I know that it's challenging to get into them, and some folks have been getting to them on their snowmobiles and on their mat tracks, but I haven't heard a lot of fishing reports.
So, and once again, if you have them, get a hold of Aaron and let him know, and we can pass the information along. It's always good to know where you should be going, especially in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the summer months, it's okay to drive from reservoir to reservoir, but in the wintertime, you want to just pick one and go there, don't you?
Absolutely, and you're right. I love to hear what people are finding when they get out and about, so you can call our Price office for the Division of Wildlife. And just give them a report, and they'll pass it along to me.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Aaron Bott from the Utah Division of Wildlife, and that is a fish checking survey coming up January 28th in Schofield. Aaron, thank you so much for stopping in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.